Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear five brief extracts in which people are talking about leisure activities they take part in. You will hear the recording twice. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H what the leisure activity involves for the speaker. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H what each speaker particularly enjoys about the leisure activity. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
The key to it all is that we all get together every week, not just off and on, and that makes it a very nice fixture in my life. It's the social side that matters to me, being with that bunch of people, and we've now been doing that for quite some time, so it's a very established thing. Of course, we have serious discussions and there are important decisions that we have to agree on as a committee, but it's great fun too, and we all go back a long way now. They're some of my very best friends and it's great being with them.
Speaker 2.
It started off as just a bit of an interest, but gradually it began to take over, and I started doing it instead of other things I used to do. I used to have a range of hobbies that I did from time to time, but all the others went out of the window once I got involved with this. Friends say I've become obsessed, but as far as I'm concerned, it's all time well spent, and I go into another world when I'm doing it. What I do to earn a living is satisfying, but it's also very demanding and exhausting, and this is a complete antidote to that. I switch off totally when I'm doing it.
Speaker 3.
I think it's a very worthwhile cause, and I was very keen to get involved once I heard about it from someone at work. The organization can't function without contributions to keep it going, and that's my part. I haven't got a lot of time to dedicate to it, so it's a question of being organized. I've got a list of people to contact and I work through that bit by bit, sending out a few emails from time to time. It's not the biggest thing in the world to do, but it gives me the nice feeling that I'm making my own contribution to something that needs doing.
Speaker 4.
Before I took this up, I could never have imagined getting up in public and doing such a thing, but now it comes naturally. I had to start from scratch. It was all totally new to me, but I'd always had a secret wish to learn how to do it, and finally, I got round to it. I didn't find it all that hard, actually, and a bit of regular practice is all I need now. It's a tremendous joy to have got really good at something you haven't done before, and I'm so glad I finally decided to do it.
Speaker 5.
Well, I've got some of the best equipment, second hand, otherwise I couldn't have afforded it, and found a good venue. Putting on this kind of thing is easy if you have a clear idea of what you want to achieve. The things I put on aren't massive. They're for a small audience that wants to spend time among like-minded people who enjoy the same kind of thing. So I book good people and do a bit of publicity, and so far they've all been successful and just about viable financially too. The great thing is when people tell me at the end how much they've enjoyed it. That makes it all worthwhile.
Now you'll hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
The key to it all is that we all get together every week, not just off and on, and that makes it a very nice fixture in my life. It's the social side that matters to me, being with that bunch of people, and we've now been doing that for quite some time, so it's a very established thing. Of course, we have serious discussions and there are important decisions that we have to agree on as a committee, but it's great fun too, and we all go back a long way now. They're some of my very best friends and it's great being with them.
Speaker 2.
It started off as just a bit of an interest, but gradually it began to take over, and I started doing it instead of other things I used to do. I used to have a range of hobbies that I did from time to time, but all the others went out of the window once I got involved with this. Friends say I've become obsessed, but as far as I'm concerned, it's all time well spent, and I go into another world when I'm doing it. What I do to earn a living is satisfying, but it's also very demanding and exhausting, and this is a complete antidote to that. I switch off totally when I'm doing it.
Speaker 3.
I think it's a very worthwhile cause, and I was very keen to get involved once I heard about it from someone at work. The organization can't function without contributions to keep it going, and that's my part. I haven't got a lot of time to dedicate to it, so it's a question of being organized. I've got a list of people to contact and I work through that bit by bit, sending out a few emails from time to time. It's not the biggest thing in the world to do, but it gives me the nice feeling that I'm making my own contribution to something that needs doing.
Speaker 4.
Before I took this up, I could never have imagined getting up in public and doing such a thing, but now it comes naturally. I had to start from scratch. It was all totally new to me, but I'd always had a secret wish to learn how to do it, and finally, I got round to it. I didn't find it all that hard, actually, and a bit of regular practice is all I need now. It's a tremendous joy to have got really good at something you haven't done before, and I'm so glad I finally decided to do it.
Speaker 5.
Well, I've got some of the best equipment, second hand, otherwise I couldn't have afforded it, and found a good venue. Putting on this kind of thing is easy if you have a clear idea of what you want to achieve. The things I put on aren't massive. They're for a small audience that wants to spend time among like-minded people who enjoy the same kind of thing. So I book good people and do a bit of publicity, and so far they've all been successful and just about viable financially too. The great thing is when people tell me at the end how much they've enjoyed it. That makes it all worthwhile.
That's the end of part 4. Remember that on the test day, you will have 5 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The supervisor will remind you when there's 1 minute left, so that you're sure to finish in time. When time is up, candidates will be asked to stop writing, and the supervisor will collect the question papers and the answer sheets. That is the end of the test.